A man who is the heart and soul of KUMD joins us this morning, our host for Larry Weber's Backyard Almanac. It's Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing on this wonderful morning?
Celebrating 24 years at KUMD this morning.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I knew you came in 91, shortly before a megastorm. Well, yes, I hope you found a wonderful home here.
I certainly have.
Terrific. If you did any looking around on the last few days, you'd see that it is not only a wonderful home, it is an extremely beautiful home. Wow, the color's been amazing. Anybody who waits has been looking around to see colors. Well, you got your money's worth this past week. I was out standing a couple places yesterday, and I was out looking around, and I think virtually every species of tree. Now there are a few exceptions, but virtually every species of tree had either yellow or red leaves. Quite an outstanding thing. But as anybody what was out looking around in the last week or so, you'll notice there was also the blue sky going along with it. Now, yesterday we did have clouds, but the forecasters are saying we're going to be clear again now these next few days and even warming up. So anybody who's been pushing off a trip to go out and see the leaf color, this is the weekend to do it. It's going to be quite outstanding. Now, the leaf color of yellows and reds, for the most part, is followed by the leaf drop. Now, statistically, over the years, I have noticed the bulk of the leaf drop, and there's a good deal going on right now, but the bulk of the leaf drop happens about the middle of the month, and so I usually count on about the 15th is when it really happens. Now, this past week, we did get rain. That's been our first rain. It's easy to forget, but that's been our first rain in almost 2 weeks. And a lot of leaves did come down with the rain, and then followed by some wind. Yeah, that's going to bring down a lot of leaves. But the really big drop has not yet happened. Now, we will get wind and rain again, and we will see plenty more. So now is the time to get out and take a look. It might be our last weekend where we're going to have color like this, though Mother Nature doesn't always listen to what we say. So we'll see what it has to offer. The temperature so far in this month has been just a little bit above normal, not too much. This weekend, I guess on Sunday, we're forecasted to be in the 70s, but for the most part, we have been high temperatures in the 50s and so forth. It's been very pleasant. The precipitation, however, has been quite a bit less than normal. Now, at my house here yesterday morning, there was more than a half inch of rain in the gauge. Weather Service recorded only about a quarter inch. Now, we'll see. We'll see what can happen. Dry Octobers can happen, and it's something to pay attention to. So far, we haven't been cold enough for any big frost or anything like that, but there is definitely a little bit of a chill. The coldest temperature so far for the month has been 31 degrees. We have not officially gotten into any of the 20s yet. I hope you noticed the moon out there. We are in the waning crescent phase, the smiley face. I'm sure there are many commuters going in, traveling to the east this morning that see the smiley face there, along with Venus being very bright in the east. We are getting a migration continuing going on. Yes, there's been a movement at Hawk Ridge. We've switched now from the Broadwing Hawks of September to now getting Redtail Hawks and Sharpshin Hawks coming across. And plenty of other birds of note. Yesterday, I saw huge flocks of crows and huge flocks of robins, all part of the migration. I saw another warbler yesterday, but probably the biggest migrant of note on these last few days have been that of the sparrows. I mentioned that last week, that early October is probably the best time of the whole year to see sparrows. Well, I had some great examples of it yesterday. White-throat sparrow, song sparrow, fox sparrow, and, of course, plenty and plenty and plenty of juncos along the roadside, the little gray birds, so they are a kind of sparrow as well. And then there are others. There's still some flickers migrating through. Yesterday I saw a yellow-bellied sapsucker in the yard. All good examples of migrants that are happening. And there's migrants at night. This is the time when the saw-whet owls come migrating through. They're a very small owl. They can fit in your hand. They do a lot of calling in the spring, but I don't hear much calling in the fall. And they travel through pretty much unseen by us. But if it weren't for being caught at Hawk Ridge, we wouldn't really know that much about them. But there are many times in October where there's over 100 of them caught in a single night at Hawk Ridge. Quite an impressive movement. But I did see and hear other kinds of owls, barred owl and great horned owl also this week. As recently as last night, I heard about a great horned owl calling. A rough grouse still drumming. Rough grouse have a spring drum that we're all familiar with, but they also do drumming in the fall, and I heard that again this week. Other things of note, I have been watching at dusk almost every night lately. I have been going out to a swamp. And sunset keeps getting earlier and earlier, but right now it's somewhere after a little after 6:30 p.m. And sometime between 6:30 and 7, about 6:45, I have been watching the flight of bats. And they've been going out over this swamp to feed on insects. It's kind of interesting to note that they would choose that spot. On land, it gets cool quicker, but over the water, there still is some little bit of a higher temperature, and there's a movement of insects, and they go out there, and they swoop at them and so forth, and it's just an interesting thing to watch. Other things of note, there are still some insects that are active, but for the most part, it is slowing down. I always find it interesting with crickets and grasshoppers this time of year. They will be succumbing to the frost soon, but boy, they keep on going as long as they can, as do a few kinds of butterflies. Some other butterflies will hibernate season, and things like the morning cloak and the comma and tortoise shells, these are all what's called angle-wing butterflies, and they will hibernate for the cold as we get a little further into the fall. Right now, you'll still see some of them flittering around. My students always used to refer to them as the October butterflies, and that's a pretty good way to go by. Wildflowers is interesting. You know, we think of the wildflower season as long past, but there are a few that linger and linger and some that just thrive at this time. There are a few kinds of sunflowers. One called Maximilian sunflower, another one called sneezeweed. And neither one are very common in our area. They're much more common to the west, but they are here, and they're still holding quite beautiful blossoms. I saw them on the bike trail as recently as yesterday. And then on another bike trail, I saw just an abundance of a tall purple flower called New England aster. Yeah, this is an interesting, it's the latest aster to bloom, and boy, some years it goes on and lingers into November. And I think this might be one of those years. They're quite outstanding. They're still out there in bloom. And yes, there's the leaf color, but there's also some of the trees that have already started to drop their leaves. Poplar, ash, and hawthorn are some of the early ones to drop their leaves, but they'll soon be followed by many more. One color I have not yet seen much of at all, but it will be certainly coming before the month is over, is the yellow golds from the tamaracks in the swamps. They will be coming along soon. I did see a place in the last few days where the tamaracks were brightly yellow, but for the most part, they are a little bit later than are the deciduous trees. So it seems like in October, look around. There is plenty, plenty, plenty of color to see. So, yeah, Lisa, get out there and enjoy it. It's going to be a good weekend for it, okay?
That is my plan. Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, author, naturalist, educator, and host of Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on Northland Morning.